Hello, hello, sales fellow. Fastest way to learn sales, podcast number 36. Welcome to the show, guys and girls. And let's begin like any other show on this podcast today with a quote by Alan Bloom. Alan Bloom was an American philosopher and best known for his book called The Closing of the American Mind. It was critically acclaimed, and Alan said, "Education is the movement from darkness to light." Strong, short, simple, sweet. Education is the movement from darkness to light. And the reason I choose this again is because we're going to be discussing step three and step four in building a healthy, positive self-image as a salesperson, as a human being. And step number three, you guys guessed it right, is to read biographies and autobiographies of men and women who used what they had and got a great deal out of life by making contributions to life. Generally, when we see a successful person who is just rocking it, right, all we see is what they have achieved and the success that they're enjoying, right? We often forget that they also face some failures. They failed a number of times prior to becoming this big authority, this big leader, this big name, this big business, and all that respect that they've gained. They went through some hardships. A name that pops in my head right away as first is Mr. Colonel Sanders, who started KFC at the age of 60 or above 60. A lot of people have this in their mind that at the age of 40, my life will end and I can't do anything, I can't progress. Well, if you think like that, then yours will. But people like Colonel Sanders, his life did not end at the age of 35 or 40. He lived and enjoyed until he breathed last. That's a very inspiring story, right? Another one that I recommend as a autobiography or biography, I don't know if he had an autobiography, but a biography on Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc is a great example of a visionary, persistent entrepreneur and a salesperson, and must for all salespeople to know his story, right? Just because it has so much value and gives you a side that we usually overlook as salespeople, the opportunities that we may never see or overlook or never use or never utilize, but he did. So if you do not know who Ray Kroc was, Ray Kroc was the man who actually made McDonald's the multinational food chain all across the world, right? He was not the one who started the restaurant. The guys who started the restaurant, the first restaurant that they who opened, these two guys were Nick Offerman and John Carroll. But Ray Kroc had the vision to make it a franchise as we see it today, from coast to coast, and anywhere that I have traveled, anywhere in the world, I have seen that big M. And his story is very interesting, so I'm going to share a little bit with you. Ray Kroc was a milkshake salesperson, and he would sell his milkshake machines, milkshake makers, to restaurants in the United States of America. In general, he would, you know, push hard for one and maximum two milkshake makers machines to these restaurants, and that's the capacity. Because back in those days, the system, the drive-through system as we have today, is very fast. Did not exist. You had to wait, you know, even in drive-through, 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 minutes at times to get your meal, and that's your lunch hour. Believe it or not, it wasn't as quick as it is today. The fast food was not quite there yet, okay? So once he gets an order from California, and that restaurant orders 8 milkshake makers. I think they increased it to 10 when Ray followed up with them, but Ray was shocked, surprised, and he took this as an opportunity that other salespeople may not or may overlook, like I said in the beginning. What he did, he drove down to California to that restaurant to see how is this restaurant needing 8, where I am having a hard time selling 2 to any restaurants here that I am dealing with. He goes down there. He sees an operation. That was the first McDonald's. He sees the seamless fast food operation that delivers your food as soon as you pretty much order. And that's where his vision came into play. And he thought of McDonald's being in every corner of America and even in the world. So he wanted to, you know, just expose this idea and the operation that these guys had built. So this was his story. And the main lesson I learned as a salesperson from this is that, you know, if I get a big order, I would just be happy to send it over, boom, and I make my commission, right? But Ray didn't just do that. He took the next step. He went down there to see the operation, and guess what? He turned that into McDonald's that we know today, right? If you are a Netflix person, you can watch his persistent and inspiring story, and I believe the title is The Founder. So if you go on Netflix, you'll find it. You'll enjoy it. That's one way of consuming this content. Speaking of Netflix, you can also watch Walt Disney's documentary titled Walt Before Mickey on Netflix again to get some real inspiration going, okay? Other great biographies we all know, but they're not limited to these, but there's Martin Luther King, Henry Ford, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, and there are far, far, far more that you can go, like Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, anything, you know, in any subject that you like. But trust me, these guys, when you watch them and read them closely, you will see that they were something different. Why we still talk about them and read about them. Step number four. Now moving into step number four, it's very, very similar to step number three, and you guys are already doing it in one shape. It is also about feeding your brain, but this time you listen, you play podcasts, you play audiobooks when you're traveling around. So the ideal rule is, or the idea is, that when you're sitting down, you read, and when you're moving, you play podcasts and audiobooks. So thanks for tuning in. And as a salesperson, on your drive to and from work, you can make your car and turn it into a university on wheels, right? Even driving back and forth from your appointments, you can listen to motivational speakers, podcasters, and entrepreneurs, and keep your knowledge diet high, right? And feed your brain that knowledge diet that it needs. Just like Robin Sharma says, you are the CEO of your own body. So please take command, learn, and grow, right? Grow within yourself. I understand that you are on track as you listen to Fastest Way to Learn Sales and get valuable sales insight. However, there's a lot more to learn out there. Topics like psychology, emotional intelligence, self-actualization, spiritual, and so many other subjects that you can actually educate yourself on and become a very, very successful person that has a great, healthy self-image. I'm not against radio, I'm not against music, but I'm going to give you my 20 cents on it. Not 2 cents, my 20 cents on it, okay? I find radio a little bit on the negative side in general. What do we hear there, right? An accident or something negative is going on the radio. So if you're playing radio on your way and back to work, I'm going to give you a joke as well. You know, when a weather report comes on radio, they always say that there is a 20% chance of rain or snow. That's pretty negative because they never said that there is the 80% of the day is going to be perfect, right? So they only feed you that 20%, which is negative, but the 80% that's positive, it doesn't come out of their mouth, right? So that's just a joke. That's usually to make you smile, right? And you get the point. And I also wanted to share with you one of my own personal professional habits. So when I'm out on the field selling and visiting my clients, I'm always carrying a book with me. Let's suppose I make it to my appointment at 9 a.m. and my client's still tied up in a meeting and running a bit behind, I get that extra 10-15 minutes to finish a chapter or two. You know, my reading for the day has just increased. And at the same time, I can use it in other ways, you know. Maybe I've learned something that I can pitch. I could sit there and honestly swipe the stories on Snapchat, browse some Facebook stuff or see the influencers on Instagram, but they're not going to help me in my sales call. I know I love them and that's okay to do as well, but I like to read and again, feed my brain that much needed knowledge diet. So that's where I take my books with me. And even this morning I had an 11 o'clock meeting that did not start at 11:20. And guess what I did? I was reading See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. Again, so if you are an outside salesperson, I highly recommend you carry a book with you where you go. And John Lee Dumas, the famous podcaster who inspired me to start all this, he often says in his shows that you are the average of five people you hang out with. So by reading biographies, autobiographies, and listening to motivational speakers and podcasts, you get to choose those five people you hang out with so that they can influence you. So you get influence and you improve your professional presence out there, right? Just imagine yourself as a doctor of selling. The more time you spend asking your patients relevant, logical, intelligent, and well-organized, sound discovery questions, the more your patient feels that he or she is in presence of a professional. The patient's confidence in you increases. They're relaxed. They open up. And they really realize that you are there to help solve their problem and or achieve a goal together with them. In the end, you will notice your patient, which is your client essentially, will start to work with you closely and open more doors for you to close more deals and more sales for you. It is just like sowing the seed in the garden of the education. Think about this too. When that garden grows up, right? When that garden starts giving you fruit, all you have given as a knowledge diet will be giving you back the what you sowed. So what you sow is what you reap is what I'm trying to say here. Sorry. Anyways, guys and girls, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for playing my podcast. I hope you learned some valuable information here that you can apply as soon as today. Carry a book with you, please, and educate yourself. I appreciate every second of your time, and I will see you on my next show. Please don't forget to review, share, like, subscribe, or comment, and I will see you on my next show. Bye-bye.